Good morning, 922.
After years of denials, Lance Armstrong has now admitted to Oprah Winfrey that he doped during his run of 7 Tour de France titles. The admission came after he apologized to the staff of the Livestrong charity that he founded. Joining us live this morning is Wall Street Journal reporter Vanessa O'Connell. Why now, Vanessa?
Well, I think he decided that his tack, the tack that he was using earlier, was not to, you know, confess, to deny, and also in basically not agreeing to speak to USADA. So he has been banned from competing in elite-level sports, and he started to regret that, essentially. So when he figured out that he wasn't able to negotiate, that maybe he had made a mistake in denying his use of performance-enhancing drugs and in not sitting down with USADA and not coming clean, that's the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, he started to feel a little bit of regret. So he sort of retreated to Hawaii and thought about what he might do and how he might be able to rehabilitate his public image. And Oprah happened to be in Hawaii, and so that's how that came together.
Isn't that amazing? Now, he has talked about trying to, you know, redeem himself in a way with the public, but it is really focused on him. There are a lot of people he has hurt along the way, lives that have been damaged dramatically as a result of his denials and his campaigns against the people who went against him. What about them?
They are not likely to be addressed in the Oprah interview. I think that he is likely to speak only about himself. And it remains to be seen whether or not Lance decides to step forward and, you know, start to help USADA by providing information that is really going to be useful. I don't know if those people are really going to feel satisfied by what he says on Oprah, but my understanding is that he's calling people personally to apologize for what he did and for how he treated them. So I think we'll have to see how he handles that.
Even if USADA agrees to rescind some of the sanctions, doesn't Lance Armstrong leave himself open now to not only lawsuits but criminal prosecution?
There was a criminal case, but they were investigating him in 2010. That was dropped in early 2011. We don't think he is really going to be subject to any kind of criminal prosecution at this point. The U.S. attorney in Los Angeles had its shot at you know, bringing a criminal case and decided not to. He does face some potential liability because Floyd Landis has filed a whistleblower lawsuit. That's a civil case. It is not a criminal case. So I think that it's very unlikely that he faces any kind of criminal prosecution at this point.
Vanessa, thanks so much. So many questions for us. Such a compelling story. Appreciate you being with us.
Great. Thank you.
Vanessa O'Connell of the Wall Street Journal.